Rutland's mayoral race has taken several twists this month. Members of the city police department say false statements made by one of the candidates negatively impacted the department's contract negotiations. Local unions have weighed in, and as Vermont Public's Nina Keck reports, the work history of the two men running colors the race as well.
Rutland Mayor Michael Dungis and his challenger Henry Heck are well known in Rutland, and both men describe their relationship as professional. But there's no love lost between the two. Heck, a 62-year-old Rutland native, was a manager at Applebee's and a city alderman when former mayor Christopher Louris tapped him to be city clerk in 2008. Heck held that position for more than 14 years until Dungis dismissed him shortly after being elected mayor in 2023.
As mayor, you get to build your cabinet, and the people that were in line with my vision stayed, and the people that were not aren't here anymore.
When I asked Heck for his side of the story, he shrugged.
That's Mike's decision.
But now, Heck, who was reelected to the Board of Aldermen last year, says it's time for Dungis to go.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm definitely not a disgruntled employee, but Mike is part of the problem.
Heck says taxation and crime are the two biggest issues affecting Rutland. He says his supporters are upset by the city's response to homelessness, talk of moving the library, and traffic flow changes made to local roadways. Instead of returning a more than $500,000 surplus to taxpayers in 2023, Dungis created five new municipal positions, including an executive assistant. According to Heck, that's just not sustainable.
We are going to out-tax the normal Vermonter who wants to be here. They are not going to be able to afford to live here.
But while Heck talks a lot about the high cost of living in Vermont, he doesn't offer many specifics as to what he would cut or how he'd tackle Rutland's challenges, except to say he'd do a better job as mayor, making locals feel heard.
Really going into the neighborhoods, knocking on doors, asking people what they're doing, meeting them within their little communities or in their neighborhoods, and to let the bad guys know that they're not welcome here.
Michael Dungis, the 44-year-old incumbent with a background in tech sales, says after 2 years as mayor, he's just getting started on his mission to make Rutland more welcoming, affordable, and exciting.
Yeah, we focused heavily on certain initiatives, and one of them is housing. Housing drives economic development in this community. Housing drives lower rent prices if we have more of it.
Dungis says the city was able to bring in $8 million of state funding for a program called Roofs Over Rutland.
This allows people to get low-interest loans to invest in market-rate and above-market-rate housing. And the idea is we're bringing investment to the city without costing the taxpayer any money.
He says $6.5 million of that $8 million has already been applied for. Dungis says his office is also focused on public safety.
What people don't necessarily know is that in the mayor's position, all we can do here with our police department and our public safety entities is really follow the law.
So Dungis says he's lobbied state lawmakers for retail theft initiatives that add teeth to repeat offender laws and minimum sentencing guidelines for crimes involving certain drugs that he says have become rampant in Rutland. Policing Rutland became a flashpoint in the mayoral race earlier this month. Heck, whose blue pickup has a pro-police thin blue line flag flying from the back, made disparaging comments about a local police officer and alleged salary demands during a campaign interview. This audio of Heck comes from a Facebook Live ride-along event streamed by Rutland City Patrol, a community watch group.
Yeah, these guys, you know, in regards to their new contract, they want to be paid for 60 hours and work 40 hours.
Yeah, it's not going to be good, right?
Those comments and others Heck made outraged members of the police department who are in the midst of contract negotiations with the city. At a Board of Aldermen meeting, Police Chief Brian Kilcullen said Heck's comments had the potential to erode trust in his department.
Alderman Heck's claim is untrue, irresponsible, inappropriate, and contrary to his oath as a member of the board to present things truly as they come to his knowledge.
Heck has apologized for the comments, but disputed police union claims that what he said as a member of the Board of Aldermen had derailed contract negotiations. Meanwhile, Michael Dungis recused himself from the incident, but said any time the city was negotiating a contract, it was important for officials involved to maintain confidentiality. Last week, unions representing more than 130 Rutland municipal and school department workers, including police and firefighters, announced they were endorsing the incumbent. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Kack.